KDOM Radio AM 1580 and FM 103.1. It's time for the Coach's Show as we talk girls basketball with area coaches here on KDOM. And also coming out, the Thrivent Financial Justin Espenson, KDOM Player of the Week. So stay tuned for all of it here on KDOM. It's the Coach's Show talking girls basketball here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1.
Hospice of Maury County is the number one choice for 24-hour care and home hospice care since 1987. Your loved one will receive the quality care they deserve and comforting care you expect. For more information, call Maury County Hospice at 507-836-8114. Let us walk this journey with you.
Is a sports injury keeping you on the sidelines? Windham Area Health's Rehab Department will work with you to design a sports rehabilitation program to suit your individual needs. To get back in the game, call Windham Area Health's Rehab Department at 831-0634. Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Klumper of Westbrook Walnut Grove Girls Basketball. And Coach, a lot has happened since the last time we have chatted. And, you know, you guys started off the season, you know, we're in a little bit of a pickle. You guys were winning a game and then losing a game, then winning a game and losing a game. And we're 500 all the way up until the last time we talked. And you guys were able to break that, a three-game winning streak, you know, a matchup against Worthington. You know, turning right around and taking down Edgerton, and then a week later had to go on the road and take on the Eagles of Southwest Minnesota Christian, you know, a team that has been a foe of yours for the last couple of years, or at least a foe of the Chargers in general, you know, taking down an Edgerton team that has been a team that you guys have seen in the playoffs a couple of times the last couple of years, and, you know, just a good couple of wins there to kind of break that streak of a win-loss.
Yeah, we were definitely noticing a pattern in the first chunk of games with win-loss. And so we were just talking about, like, hey, let's break the pattern. Okay, we got the win against Worthington, which basically continued the pattern with the W. So then we went to Edgerton, or we had Edgerton at home, and we're like, let's just really break that pattern. Like, tonight's the night we break the pattern, because it's a big conference game as well. We're trying to position for a seed. And so with the Worthington game, it was super scrappy. Girls found a way. Edgerton at home, Southwest on the road. Again, two tough teams. And so the girls just stepped up. We broke the pattern. We made the plays. You know, both games were a little bit double-digit victories, but they were tough all the way. There were battles. And so I was proud of the girls to step up and make plays when they needed to put those games away.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, coming off a big win there against Southwest Christian on the road, a 54-40 victory. You guys had Hills Beaver Creek, and, you know, knew headed into this one, I'm sure, was going to be a tough one. Hills Beaver Creek, one of the top teams in the state right now, sitting towards the top of the conference and the Red Rock Conference. And, you know, they're a very physical team, very fast team, and they've got some girls that can score the basketball. And, you know, the Patriots were able to get the win there, 79-53.
Yeah, so we had this three-game win streak. We were, you know, feeling more confident, and so we were ready to head to Hills finally to play them, because it was the first matchup late January. Usually, you play the conference teams earlier than that. So we went to Hills. We knew it was going to be an absolute battle. We knew that they're very difficult to play against. They're very solid in many, many areas, but we were ready to play. We were ready to compete, and I thought the girls did a really good job coming out in that first half and just really playing hard, not being intimidated by their state rank or their record, but just going out there to compete, play basketball hard. In that first half, halftime, it was 35-32. We had the lead. So we put together a really good half, but the thing with Hills, they play a lot of girls. They play fast. They play physical, so in the second half, we had a little bit of a dip in our defensive, defensive intensity. We went a little cold for a bit, and against a team like that, you just can't have those types of lapses. And so we kind of ran out of steam a little bit, and they put us away there in the second half.
Yeah, a really good team there for Hills Beaver Creek. But, you know, this game started a stretch here where you had about four games in 6 days, you know, turning right around here just 2 days later, had Murray County Central on a Saturday. And the Rebels, you know, a team that's hovering right around 500. And, you know, it's always a tough place to play over there in Slayton. They get that place rocking on a Saturday, I'm sure. You know, we're able to get some people out there. And you guys, though, were able to get the job done and get the win 47-39.
Yeah, that's a tricky game because the girls are so used to playing in the evening. And so we had 11 o'clock AM B squad and then varsity at about, you know, 12:30. So it was one of those things where, like, who is going to be most awake? Who is going to be, you know, not sleepy still, you know, playing in a different time of the late morning-ish? So I felt like both teams were basically awake, honestly. So it was a good battle. We got up on them pretty good in the first half. And then they clawed their way back a bit, and then we had to just stand tough and withstand their comeback and stop it and just put the game away. So, again, super proud of the girls for the way they competed towards the end when they made their comeback. We held strong, kept our poise, and got the win in the end.
Yeah, good win there against Murray County Central. And had to turn right back here on Monday and come right back, and you had Yellow Medicine East at home. And looks like a big offensive performance for you. You know, coming off a Saturday game, I'm sure, you know, it can be a little bit different. And, you know, Mondays can – you never really know what's going to happen on Monday games, but you guys able to get the win there in big-time fashion, 80-60.
Yeah, exactly. So where we were kind of struggling to score points Saturday at times with only 47 – and then we come right back on Monday without practice, and then Tuesday. So we had three games without a practice in a row. But where our offense was a little bit sluggish on Saturday, we were really on fire, honestly, Monday night. Put up 80 points. A lot of that was in the paint. I think since I've been here, we've only scored 80-plus points twice, and so this one was the third time. So it's a rare thing. The rare thing to score in the 80s, so I was, you know, proud of the girls for getting buckets, being confident shooters, getting points against the YME 2-3 zone. Now, we gave up 60, which is 15 points higher than what our goal is, and so, you know, that's something to think about. But offensively, we had a really strong night and just kept YME, you know, out of reach, basically, with our offensive showing.
Yeah, you said a good offensive showing there for the Chargers on that one. And then, you know, here on Tuesday, just yesterday, you know, coming off another back-to-back, you guys had Mountain Lake Area Comfrey coming to town. And, you know, the Wolverines, that's a scrappy team. They've got some young girls that are really stepping up this year into the, you know, some varsity play. And they've got those seniors from that senior group that has been there for a really long time. They really like to get after you defensively. It looked like a scrappy game, a little bit of a low-scoring one. But, you know, the Wolverines come to town, and you guys get the win 51-49.
Yeah, that was a solid win for us last night. That was one that we really wanted to get, you know, going through the conference the second time through. It's nice to get the team that got you first, you know what I mean? So it was a really solid solid game for both teams. Like, it was just a battle. Low turnovers, shooting percentages were pretty low, honestly, for both, but it was just a battle. It wasn't sloppy play, it wasn't bad basketball, it was solid basketball for both teams, just getting after it. Yeah, they do have a couple young girls that one of their eighth graders in particular, she was getting some success in the paint. They got Brinkman, who's a really solid player. And so the first time around, they jumped on us pretty good in the first half and kind of overwhelmed us a bit, kind of set the tone pretty good. And then last night, we were focused on winning the first 4 minutes of the game and just not letting them get out to that quick lead like they did last time. And so girls did that and played some good defense, kept their offensive players kind of in check a bit, and just made some big free throws, made some big shots at the end, got some big stops. And so, again, 51-49, it's one of those things can go either way, and it comes down to who can make the plays when they need to be made. And last night the Chargers did that, so I was proud of the girls for that.
All right, Coach, and looking forward here, you know, you guys winning six of your last seven, you know, you talked about breaking that win and then lose streak, and you guys have been able to keep it up here, like I said, winning six of your last seven. You got a tough one coming up on Friday. Heron Lake Okabino folded team, you know, we've talked about them earlier in the season as a squad that has really improved, and they got the better of you earlier on in the season. What's kind of the thought process headed into Friday? As you know, obviously you got a good Lakeview team as well on the following Monday. So, you know, things aren't slowing down for the Chargers anytime soon.
Yeah, definitely not. Last night after the game in the locker room, we were enjoying the victory, but we were like, you know, it's okay, this is good. This was a good one, but we're right back at it. Another battle is coming our way Friday night with the Coyotes. And so I guess going into that one, our focus is just not allowing, like the first time we played them, we had a solid first half, and then again we had a bit of a lackluster chunk of time in the second half, which allowed them to come back and then ultimately get us. And so we're just really focused on putting together two solid halves, being consistent with our defensive effort, with our defensive like rotation and play in general, and just continuing to get good rhythm on offense. And so our focus is low turnovers, win the paint, and keep that high defensive intensity consistently throughout the game. So we're excited for the battle. It's a big one. We're kind of both in the same boat as far as like potential seeds. So yeah, it'll be another fun one. It'll be another intense battle, I'm sure.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here on Friday and the weeks to come. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks, Zach. I appreciate it.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Higley Ford Sales Company is your trusted Ford dealership in Windham and the reason customers keep coming back. They offer an extensive new and pre-owned inventory as well as lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. They're dedicated to providing exceptional customer service. Higley Ford looks forward to seeing you.
Five Star Realty is the place to go. Call 832-8100. Five Star Realty is the place to go.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Vogel of Red Rock Central Girls Basketball. And Coach, we'll go back here to Thursday the 22nd on the road, taking on Mountain Lake Area Comfrey. And you know, that's a tough place to play, and that's a squad in the Wolverines that really like to get at it defensively. You know, very quick at the guard position. You know, they don't let a team score a whole lot of points, and you know, they were able to get the better of you there in Mountain Lake, 65-32.
Super quick team. You know, their guards are, they really give a lot of teams trouble. And one thing that we struggle a little bit is with ball handling, and they attack our guards really hard. So
yeah, you know, good guard squad there for the Wolverines, and you guys had to turn right around there at the end of the week and take on New Ulm Cathedral, continuing a little bit of a road trip here for you. But you guys taking a loss there on the road, 52-39.
Yeah, we went to New Ulm Friday night, and we actually played really good Friday. We were competitive through the first half, and the only thing that was our downfall Friday night was the first 7-8 minutes of the second half. We couldn't get a bucket, and it just hung at 10-12 points the rest of the game. But as far as a team standpoint, positivity Friday night, you know, finally felt good for the girls, so...
All right, and finishing up the wrap-up here, you guys had Southwest Minnesota Christian, you know, finishing up the road trip as well, on the road taking on the Eagles, and looked to be another tough night offensively as the Eagles got the win 59-20.
It was, yeah. Offensively, it was pretty tough, and one thing that they've got is they've got some size and some quickness, and that's one thing with our lack of size we really struggle with is just making good passes, being confident, dribbling the basketball, and it started off pretty tough last night, no doubt about it.
All right, and now looking forward here, you know, things don't get much easier. You got RTR coming up tomorrow in a split doubleheader there in Lamberton, and then on the road taking on Adrian on Friday, and then you told me off air before that, you know, they moved that Hills Beaver Creek game from the following Monday to Saturday, so it looks like it'll be a back-to-back-to-back for you. Not easy, yeah. But an opportunity for you guys to play more ball and get a little bit better as a team.
Oh, for sure. You know, there's no doubt we knew coming into this week it was going to be a tough week, especially toward the end of it here. And, you know, them are three of the top teams in the conference. But told the girls, stay positive, work on some things that we know we have to work on, whether it's, you know, good cuts, good passes, dribbling around people. So we just got to find ways to get through this week, stay positive. We got a nice week next week with just one game, and prepare for, you know, the last four games here of the year after this week.
All right. Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here the next couple of days. Excited to see you guys tomorrow against RTR there in Lamberton. But again, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
A reputation of quality. 8301353. Call Ron's Electric today.
KDOM Radio Coach's Show continues here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. Wanted to hop in here and award our Player of the Week, sponsored by Justin Esmondson at Thrivent Financial. KDOM Player of the Week is Wyndham Hockey's Bodie Parker with a big game against the Worthington Trojans. Eagles got to win 7-3. Bodie Parker had two goals in that game, was a big part of the victory for the Eagles. Bodie Parker, our Thrivent Financial Justin Esmondson, KDOM Player of the Week. Back to some girls basketball talk after this on KDOM.
I am State Farm Agent Stacy Zano in Wyndham, and I'm proud to support our local and area sports. I'm a member of our community, living and working side by side with you, offering great rates and even better service. Call us at 507-831-4705. State Farm, people you know.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Oakland of Heron Lake Okemena Fulda Girls Basketball, and Coach, 10 wins on the season so far. Looks like to be right around 10-8 on the year. We'll go back here to a game you had against Medelia, and you know, Medelia having a tough time this year, but trying to find their footing, and you guys going on the road to play a road game against the Blackhawks, and you guys able to get the win and score the basketball well, it looks like, in that one, getting the win 76-51.
Yeah, going on the road is always tough. And then you go into games where, you know, even though the team has a bad record for the year, you never want to overlook them. So we really focused going in there, trying to clean up our defense, just because since the second half has kind of started, our defense has really disappeared a little bit. So we went in there. Medelia gave us a real good fight for that first half. They got us to turn the ball over. They got layups. We didn't really communicate on screens, and they had a lead, I think a 4 or 5 point lead in the first half. And then we, you know, made adjustments, and then kind of flipped the script and got to turn them over. And we had Lauren and Ashton be able to go get some easy layups off of steals. We made some outside shots. Renee got to the basket. We kind of had a nice trio there of Ashton, Lauren, and Renee. I think they all had 15 points and or more. And then the other girls played some pretty good defense in the second half to kind of have us extend that lead out, but moving the ball, and we were really trying to focus on the defensive end.
Yeah, good win there against Medelia, and had to turn right around on that Friday, and you were taking on an Edgerton team who, you know, is a little bit down this year, but that's a physical squad. They match up, you know, they're a tough matchup for a lot of teams, and, you know, it looked like you guys had a tough offensive night there, and Edgerton got to win 57-37.
You kind of said the perfect thing that I was thinking of for us is they're a tough matchup for a lot of teams, and especially for us. They have a lot of size, length, at probably four of their five starting positions for sure. And then they still even bring in length off the bench that kind of affect us. So scoring the ball against them for us was kind of, even both times in the year against them, has been really tough, I think, because of that. They're able to sag off into the lane a little bit more than other teams are and still recover on our shooters just because of that size and length. So it was a struggle to score the ball. And then similar to what we kind of just talked about with Medelia is our defense wasn't there. We kind of allowed them to cut all over the place, lack of communication. We made a run in the second half, and I think we cut it down to 12. Just because we were getting stops and rebounds, and we have talked with our girls at halftime before game practice, is trying to buy into that defensive end again is going to cause us to get back on the winning track. But Edgerton really took advantage of their height throughout the night.
All right, ran into some technical difficulties here. Not sure why that stopped on us, but hopefully we'll be able to get Coach Oakland back up and going here. We'll take a quick break, try to figure that out, get him back up here on the Coach's Show on KDOM.
When it comes to vehicles, nobody knows them better than Grunewald Frame and Glass of Windham. Vehicle maintenance and repairs, glass replacements, oil and lube changes, tire and remote start systems. Grunewald Frame and Glass. Give them a call today at 507-831-0207.
The squads, but you guys looking to play a lot of good defense that game, held them to just 37 and got to win 43-37.
Yes. I mean, we had a couple days. I think we kind of just met as a group, looked at some statistics of our wins and losses and what works for us. And we had two basically full days of defense only. Because if we want to win games in the area, if you want to advance far in the playoffs, like, you have to be able to get stops, you have to get rebounds, you have to buy into that side of the ball. So two full days basically of defense only. Turn around, hopefully we can clean it up. And I thought our defense looked much better than it had probably the previous 2 weeks, just because the communication was there. We limited Southwest's ability to drive into the paint. We closed out and rotated. We boxed out and rebounded. Offensively, still a little bit of a struggle, but I thought, you know, we made our runs when we needed to. We stayed close with them. They took the lead in the first half, I think, a little bit. Maybe it was like a 4 or 5 point lead. And then we came back and made our own push and took the lead back. So offensively, we definitely are still working on that side, but defensively, major improvement from the previous 2 weeks.
All right. And wrapping up here, the recap, you guys had Hills Beaver Creek last night, one of the top teams in Class A, and, you know, a very physical squad. They like to get physical both offensively and defensively. And the Patriots able to win it 58-29.
Yeah, I thought our defense for long stretches of the game was actually fairly good against them. They're lengthy, they can shoot a little bit, but they don't stop moving. So whether you're playing man or zone, they're always cutting, they're always circling through, they're always changing their position. So our communication was pretty good, I thought, for long stretches. We got them to use a lot of the shot clock when it was on their ends. We held them to less points than we did the first time. So, I mean, it was an improvement there. Offensively, again, we got some wide-open shots that we just couldn't make. And I think we certainly kind of shot ourselves in the foot a little bit with some of our turnovers, because they're putting a lot of pressure on us and trying to do too much individually against their full-court press or having them rush us into an early shot in the shot clock, which allows them to get a rebound and score early. We talked about that. So improvement from the first time, but Hills is certainly very good. But there were some things that we can take away from that one that hopefully, you know, we can build towards the end of the year here.
All right, and you mentioned there, you know, getting towards the end of the year here, but a big one coming up on Friday. You got Westbrook Walnut Grove on the road, and, you know, this is a big section game. You guys are probably, you know, right around the same area right now when it comes to that section seating. You know, the Chargers are coming off winning six of their last seven, and, you know, they're looking for a little bit of a payback from earlier in the year. What's kind of the mindset heading into Friday, and some things you're going to need to do to try to pull off a win on the road?
Certainly, again, if the theme you haven't noticed from, I mean, this interview is we need to buy in on the defensive end. The first time we played them, the first half, they really kind of just did whatever they wanted against us. And then we flipped the switch in the second half as we, I think, made them uncomfortable just because we played some really good defense. So going on the road and not allowing them to get second-chance opportunities, making sure that we're boxing out Leah, we're boxing out Carly Ross, you're boxing out Jenegas, you're boxing out the other two on the floor at that time. You do not want them to allow Westbrook to get one good look and then follow it up with them getting a rebound and maybe a kick out three or a putback layup. You have to make sure that you get a rebound. And then offensively, we have to be able to adjust to whether they're in a man defense quickly, if they're in their 1-3-1 defense, and move the ball, attack when you have an opportunity, pass the ball if somebody is open. And then, you know, it's just hopefully we can get a couple of shots here to go at the next couple of days at practice so that on Friday, if we do have a wide open shot, we're shooting with confidence and they're going through the hoop.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, again, we appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here the next couple of weeks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Crystal Windshield Repair, LLC, is ready to answer the call. Bremer Power will work with your insurance company and will come to your location and do the work. Make the call, 507-831-3644. Crystal Windshield Repair, LLC, of Windham.
Midway Farm Equipment is the region's only independently owned AGCO dealer. From Massey Ferguson tractors and Gleaner combines to precision planters and versatile track tractors, we have it all at Midway Farm Equipment, celebrating 93 years in Mountain Lake.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jans of Mountain Lake Area Comfrey Girls Basketball. And Coach, solid year up to this point. You guys, playing some good basketball. You got some young contributors stepping up and making plays for you in a senior group, you know, that is hungry for a winning season. You know, we'll go back here to Tuesday, January 20th. You guys had Nicollet at home in Comfrey. You know, looked to be a battle there, but, Nicollet coming out on top 57-44.
Yeah, that was a big section game for us against Nicollet on that. I think it was a Tuesday night, and just a game that we wanted to play very well in, and just win or lose didn't really matter, but we wanted to play well. It's a section game for us just to, you know, and see kind of where we stack up in the section. And unfortunately, we just didn't play very well at all that night, and that was unfortunate. We just didn't have it for whatever reason. At halftime, I think we were down three. It was one of the worst halves that we played all year. So we thought if we could get it going in the second half, maybe we would have a chance. And we had a little bit, and then Nicollet was able to get a decent lead and just kind of keep it there for the rest of the game. So it was unfortunate that we didn't play very well that night. But you know, girls still fought hard and just tried to get better the next day at practice, and went from there.
All right, you know, tough loss there against Nicollet, but turned right around on a Thursday, had a home game in Mountain Lake, and a Red Rock Central team that's, you know, trying to find an identity here towards the end of this season, and you guys able to get the big win over the Falcons 65-32.
Yeah, it was a good game after the Nicollet game for us to bounce back, and our main goal there was just play well, play as a team, and play for each other, and we did that. I thought our defense was pretty good that night, and just trying to, you know, keep it hard on Red Rock and you know, make them score and that sort of stuff. But yeah, our defense played solid. It was a good night for just our whole team. It was a good team win. I think all of our regulars got in the scorebook, which is always fun. And yeah, just played as a team and did the best we could on the defensive end, and just tried to play a clean game on the offensive end. And I thought we accomplished that pretty well that night.
All right, and then on the following Monday, you guys were on the road taking on Martin County West. Always a pretty tough place to play, another section opponent for you guys, and looked like you played well in this one and also got the win there, 67-48.
Yeah, that was, you know, it's kind of our third big section game of the year, coming off of Cedar Mountain and then Nicollet, like we talked about, and then this was kind of our third opportunity to get a big section game in. I think both teams are around the 10-7 record area and that sort of thing, so it was a highly competitive game. We ended up winning by 19, but it was definitely a closer game than that all the way through. So I think at halftime it was a four or five point game, something like that, and just a really well balanced game for us. We ended up getting 67 points on the board, which is a good number for us. Sometimes we go through scoring droughts and that sort of thing, but Julia was able to put up 20 that night, and we had three others who got in double figures, too. So Micaiah Schrader, Gracie Peters, and Ella Peters all got in double figures for us. Really at the end of the game, our press kind of caused them troubles a little bit, and we were able to extend the lead and finish the game out there. But it was a really hard-fought game. Once again, the score was a lot closer than what the final said. But happy for our girls to come out and finally play well in a section game and kind of get after it, and hopefully goes well for us in the future here as we get closer to sections.
Sounds good. And then, finally looking at last night, you guys had Westbrook Walnut Grove on the road. You know, a tough place to play there in Westbrook. They're a really good squad. And, you know, the fans come out and support their team over there in Westbrook. And, you know, you talked about coming off a big section game. This is a pretty big conference game. Two teams, you know, that see each other a lot in the conference. And the Chargers were just able to edge you out there at the end, a 51-49 win.
Yeah, really hard-fought game, and I think both teams played well. And in the first half, I think we ended up with a 4-point lead at halftime, and just kind of both teams, you know, like I said, playing well and kind of filling each other out in the first half. And there was a point in the first half there where I thought we missed some bunnies and some layups that would have really, really helped us out there, and maybe gotten a bigger lead than what we had in the first half, but. That's the way it goes sometimes, and that's basketball. The ball just didn't fall in the hoop for us on those occasions. But, yeah, and the second half was hard-fought, too, and struggled. Westbrook's always a tough matchup for us with their size compared to our size. You got to deal with Leah Carter in the post there, and she's an incredible player on the inside for them. So did the best we could against her, and, hard-fought game at the end there. We had a chance with 7 seconds. We were down 2 and had a chance to tie it up or and go into overtime or maybe take a lead there. And got a look for Julie at the end, and just feet got caught up and wasn't able to get a clean look at the basket. So credit to Westbrook. Like you said, they're a very, very good team. And, you know, just in the Red Rock Conference, kind of anyone can beat anyone on a given night. And it was a hard-fought battle, and hopefully it pays off for both teams as we go forward here and get close to playoffs and sections here.
All right, Coach. And looking forward here, you know, we're coming down to the end stretch. And, you know, you guys got a couple of section games remaining with Medelia and Sleepy Eye, with some other Red Rock Conference games sprinkled in there, and some really good teams coming up. Can you talk just a little bit about, you know, the expectation for you here down the end of the, towards the end of the season? I know a lot of teams obviously want to be playing their best basketball here at the end of the year. What's kind of the thought process, and how do you do that headed in to these final games?
Yeah, you said it. I think every team wants to be playing well at the end here and be healthy going into sections and that sort of stuff. So, you know, goal-wise, we want to finish as high as we can in the conference, and for us, that's going to be it starts on Friday night with a tough game against RTR, you know, long road trip for us, and just want to, you know, we've kind of told the girls all year long, we don't really care about the wins and losses, but we want to be playing well, and we want to be getting better throughout the year, so that still applies as we finish the stretch here, and hopefully we can finish as high as we possibly can in the conference and get a good seed going into sections too. Like you said, Sleepy Eye will be a big game for us to kind of get our placing in sections and that sort of thing, so hopefully we can go out and play well against that one, but just taking it game by game and getting better as we go throughout here.
Sounds like a plan, Coach. Well, again, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here the next couple of weeks. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Freeze Collision Center. We don't have to meet by accident. Paint, body, collision, and fast. We're repairing them to make them last. 831-4121.
The DeFreeze Collision Center of Windham.
Hall's Handy Heating and Cooling in Mountain Lake is ready to help you with all of your heating and cooling needs. Service or replacement, Hall's Handy Heating and Cooling has you covered. Call 507-621-1018 and talk to John today.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jacob Johnson of Windham Girls Basketball, and we'll go back here. Coach, you guys had Montevideo at home, and, you know, looking at Montevideo's record, you know, they're having a tough year. They're a really young squad. They've got some really good young players, but you guys took on the Thunderhawks in the Gold Gym, and you guys able to get the win there in big fashion, 92-39.
Yeah, I was happy with how we played against, you know, a section opponent, Montevideo, and happy with how our girls shared the basketball offensively. I thought we did a really nice job that night of moving the ball and pushing in transition. And, yeah, we had good balance, had four different girls in double figures. Hayden Sammons had, 18 points. Olivia Letcher and Anya Nielsen each had 17 apiece, and then Sadie Chetlin with a double-double with 13 points and 12 rebounds, and had eight different girls score, and overall was just super happy with how we played, on a Monday night to come out and score 92 points is impressive, and proud of how our girls played against Montevideo.
Yeah, good win there, like you said, against the section opponent on a Monday. Had to turn around, come right back, and take on a Redwood Valley team who, again, you know, is trying to build some momentum here towards the end of the year. They're having a bit of a tough one, but you guys saw them earlier in the year, and they can shoot the basketball. First game, it was a close at halftime. You guys able to pull away at the end, so I know you and the girls were focused, headed into it, and, you know, a big night offensively, shooting the basketball. Anya Nielsen with a career high and a school record of threes in a game with 10, and you guys got to win 89-41.
Yeah, it was an awesome performance from our girls. I thought we did a really good job defensively of slowing Redwood down. Like you mentioned, when we played up at Redwood Valley, they were hot from three in the first half, and had a lead towards the end of the first half, and we were able to have a 1-point halftime lead. But a team that was certainly motivated to play us, and I thought our girls responded really well, and fun night for us. Anya Nielsen, just an outstanding kid, and great outside shooter, great teammate, and really proud of her, for hitting those 10 threes and setting a single game record for three-pointers. She did an awesome job shooting the basketball, and has done that extremely well for us throughout her career, and in some big playoff games. And I thought our girls did a nice job of moving the ball and passing, recognizing the hot hand. We had another night with four different girls in double figures. Hayden had 23, Olivia had 11, Anya obviously was hot from three, had 35, and then Sadie Chetlin had 10. And really proud of our girls' effort. Addison Hogan, she had a great night rebounding the basketball, with 10 rebounds, and then she also had 7 deflections on the defensive side of the floor. And just very proud of our kids and how they played against Redwood Valley.
So a good win there for you against Redwood Valley. And that game kind of starts the back half of the season, where you start seeing teams for the second time out of the section and in the conference. And St. James you had on Friday, girl-boy doubleheader. I'm sure it was a great atmosphere over there for a Friday night game. St. James, very good squad this year, and they can score the basketball, and they ended up getting the win 81-67.
Yeah, they have a really nice team, and like us, they have good offensive balance, and they're a tough team to slow down. We did our best to try to mix our defenses to try to slow them down, and they had a 14-point lead early in the first half, I thought our girls did a good job chipping away at that lead, and we had it cut to 2 with just 3 minutes to go, and gave ourselves a chance. I thought we battled really well, and we gave ourselves a chance at the end. Obviously, then you got to, try to get after them and foul towards the end of the game to give yourself a shot. And they did a nice job knocking down free throws down the stretch. And, they were able to pull away for the win. But, really proud of how our girls played and their efforts on both sides of the ball. Hayden had a big night offensively with 22 points. Anya had 19 points again. And, Addison Hogan had a 14 rebound game for us, 14 rebounds and 8 assists. And, oftentimes, people, the first thing in the paper, the headline is how many points people score. But, Addison Hogan is a senior, I think any coach in our conference and in our section would want to have on their team. She just does, so many good things. 14 rebounds and 8 assists, just a super unselfish player, and somebody that we're really excited that's in the blue and gold.
All right, and then finally last night you guys had Fairmont at home. Fairmont 16-1 at the time coming in, top 10 ranked team in the state. And you know, they're one of those teams that is a tough matchup for a lot of schools at the 2A level. Very long, athletic, and a physical team. And you know, we're very overwhelming last night. Probably, your side of things, a little bit too many turnovers. Cardinals were able to turn them into offense early on, and they got the win 88-57.
Yeah, you know, Fairmont's got an outstanding squad this year, and you know, our subsection is really tough, and you know, at the top of the list, I'm sure when we get to seeding time, it's going to be the Fairmont Cardinals, and they're sure physical. I mean, they really defend and they play super physical, and you know, they're led by Bradley Miller. You know, she was on the early watch list for Minnesota Miss Basketball and committed to Minnesota State Mankato, and you know, she is just a really tough player, and you know, she creates so many things, and you know, they all defend too. I mean, they did a great job putting ball pressure on us, but you know, I thought we did a great job in the second half of matching their level of physicality. You know, we went on a little bit of a run in the second half. You know, ended up losing by five in the second half, but you know, you put our first half down at Fairmont together with this second half against Fairmont. You know, you give yourselves a chance, and that'd be all we could hope for, is to see them again in the playoffs. And I know they have an unbelievable squad; they're really well coached. But you know, I really loved our girls compete in the second half. You know, we get kind of smacked in the mouth in the first half. Their team that's playing physical, they jump on us, they turn us over a little bit, but I was really happy with how our kids didn't back down. We matched that level of physicality in the second half, and you know, I think if we're fortunate enough to get another opportunity at them in the postseason, you know, I think our kids would be really excited for that. Obviously, they're really coached and probably the subsection favorite, but you know, it'd be fun to be in that game and see what happens.
All right, Coach, and now looking forward here. It's a one-game-at-a-time mentality, especially headed down here towards the end of the season. And you got the Huskies coming up on Friday, a rivalry matchup over in Jackson. You know, it's going to be a great atmosphere there, girl-boy doubleheader. What's kind of your thought process headed into Jackson? You've seen them once already, but I'm sure they're really excited to get to see the Eagles at home again and try to even the series here this season.
Yeah, no doubt. Certainly one that I'm sure both schools have had circled. And, yeah, it's always a great atmosphere when you're playing JCC rivalry game. And, yeah, they're certainly have many weapons offensively and defensively on their team. And, you know, a team that, you know, is going to come ready to play us Friday night. And we're going to have to be really well prepared and for Friday night to give ourselves a chance.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Well, we're excited for Friday, girl-boy doubleheader in Jackson. You can catch it on Hot Country 94.3. Coach, appreciate the time, as always, here on the Coach's Show. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for your coverage, Zach. Go Eagles.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Family car's best friend. Fix it right, get on the road again. No matter the make and model. Call 831-4767 Smith Automotive Company.
Justin Espenson at ThriveVent is here to help you assess your finances in retirement and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 1-877-408-4748.
KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. That's going to do it for our broadcast this time around. This has been the Coach's Show, girls basketball. Next week, we'll talk some boys basketball as we're getting closer and closer to the end of the regular season and get ready for some playoff basketball. Coming up on Thursday on Hot Country 94.3, we will have a split doubleheader as the Red Rock Central Falcons taking on RTR in girls basketball, and then boys basketball will be after that, or Red Rock Central and Heron, the Coquitlam Fulda. Then on Friday, you heard it, the doubleheader between the Windham Eagles and the JCC Huskies. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.